Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The show, Naschus Yochel Fege Bas Michal Yudis Bas Michal Yudis Bas Yochai Chana Basar Nadel, and Naschus Wus Victoria Bas Tila Ravida. All them Shirfu Shlem Shlait Israel for Bris Hashlem. Baruch Hashem Chana Sayidayim. The Namshim Vashdim Beshdin Arayim Israel. And Rosh Hashanah Mordechai Baruch Hashem Chana Sayidayim. Mashiach is going to need Mashicha when he is anointed as the Mashiach. In general, the rule is that a Melech ben Melech does not require anointment, but if there is machlokas on the malucha, then he does require the anointment, as per the Gemara in the first parak of Meseches Krisus. And we're going to be basing this discussion on the Sefer Yechia Melech, the Sefer Tzafnas Paneach of the Roget Shover in Hori Yestaf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, wanted to say that Mashiach is going to require a new Mashiach, and it doesn't help us that his grandfather, great-grandfather, David, had Mashiach, and this is because Bizman Hagolus, Kishabotla Malchus David, Botla Mashiach HaRishoina. The first Mashiach was Botel. It was nullified because of the Golus. Look there in the Tzafnas Paneach, Shebizman Hagolus, Chazul Kol Yisrael Liyos Ksheilim Malchus. In the time of the Golus, all the Jewish people went back to being Kosher Malchus, and therefore there was a nullification of this Inyan, that Mishen Nimshach David Zocher B'Keser Malchus. Originally we said David was Nimshach, so he was Zocher for him and all the Dairis. But when we went into Galus, we all became Ksherim L'Malchus. So we lost that special connection with that only David and his descendants get it. And Ramel Mashiach is going to need a new Minui, a new anointment with the Shemen HaMishchi. He brings an example of this from the Gemara Megillah. And if you dial it on the Aleph, at Shal Nichus Yisrael Eretz Shukal Eretz Lam Rashir. Before the Jewish people went there, so you could say Shirin all the Eretzes. Mishin Vusiel Eretz Lo Shukal Eretz Lam Rashir. But when the Jewish people entered Eretz Israel, all the Eretzes weren't Kasher Lam Rashir. Okay, when Shigalu Chazul Er Sheiran Arishan. So before the Jewish people went into Eretz Israel, you could say Shirin all the Eretzes. When they came into Eretz Israel, in Eretz Israel. When they went into Galus, Chazul Er Sheiran Arishan, I could say Shirin all the Eretzes. So when David, before David was chosen, other kings had Mashiach, like some Achronim Hold Shol had Mashiach. And now David is chosen, only David. David gets Mashiach, and he's Zeichah for him and all the Dairis. And but now that we lost that because of Golus, now everybody is Roy again, and Mela, we're going to need to have a new Mashiach for King Messiah. But it's very difficult to understand the Roget Shover, because Linyan Yerushalayim in the Mikdash, the Rambam Paskin, that Kedusha Rishon HaKitcha L'Shaita Ula Asid Lavoi. V'lo Kamandar M'shechazor L'Chsheron HaRishon. Rambam holds that the Yerushalayim and Mikdash, their Kedusha remains. And that's because of the Shechina, Shechina Ena B'Teila. Even though the Beis HaMikdash HaGashmi was destroyed, and Kipso L'Chora, Kachu Binyan David, Shekeso Malchus Dilei Kayam. V'abachir Aboi Kayemes. Yerushalayim is chosen forever, and David is chosen forever. David, who's intimately connected to Yerushalayim. Because the reason David was Zoyche is because of the Shechina. And that can't be bottled. Like we see in the Avtacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zar Eloilam Yeh V'Kiso K'Shemesh Negdi. The David Melech Yisrael Chai B'Kayim, because the first Mashiach is Nitzchis Eloilam Voed. His Zar Eloilam Yeh V'Kiso, his throne is like the sun opposite me. It's going to be eternal. So you're right, Malchus David is Batul was Managolos, but it's not going to need a Mashiach Chadash because it's out to the Shechina, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and that's forever. So you can question this and say, Ha Nicha B'Ketzer Malchus B'Chiris HaShevet. You could say that about the crown of Malchus and the choosing of the Shevet. There you can say that it's Nimshach Midor Lador, even though Malchus David's not around. But Yerushas HaMinui is not Shaykh L'Choyer B'Zman HaGolus. So you're right. The tribe is chosen, Zerah David is chosen, but the inheritance isn't Shaykh B'Zman HaGolus. You can't inherit it because it's we're in the Golus. And if so, when the Mashiach comes, l'chore his din is going to be like David HaMelech after he was anointed by Shmuel and before he was anointed by the people. And we discussed this in other shiurim, that he didn't have a din Melech yet until he was anointed the second time. Even though he was Zocher the Keser Malchus the first time. So according to this, Mashiach is going to need Mashiach. Just like David needed a new Mashiach when he was anointed, when he was appointed by the Anshei Yehud and Ziknei Yisrael. Here also, we're in the Galus. So you're right, officially he inherited it, but because we're in the Galus, they lost their power over everybody, over the people. So he's going to need a new Mashiach to get his power over the people, just like David needed a new Mashiach. Even though he had Mashiach the first time, but to fully get the Din Melech, he needed Mashiach a second time. So to Melech HaMashiach. In order to rule over the people, once again, he's going to need a new Mashiach, because we lost that in the Galus. We lost that rulership over the Galus. Even though in principle it was Shayach to him, but before all, to be a Melech over the people, you need Mashiach, like David did. That's why he needed a Mashiach the second time around. But if you're Medayek, it would appear that it's not so. Because that the HaMashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha is an Inyan Nitzchi, Shemen Mishchas Koydish Yezel Lila Doreisechem, is not only B'Mashiachas HaBechir of a Keser HaMalchus Shalidei Shmuel, Him Gam B'Mashiach Shal HaModas David HaMelech HaLidei HaAm, Hainu Shigam HaMinu Yu Nitzchi, Shenase B'Shem and HaMishcha. Not only does he get the Keser Malchus through Shmuel, but when David was anointed by the people, that appointment and anointment are eternal. And nothing can stop this Minui. So even though the Guf HaSrara ended, but once David gets it over, he's ruling over the people, you can argue that that's forever. Lo batal HaMinui. And that relates to him and his children and children's children for all the generations. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Mitzvah Kuf Zayin. V'luchoy ha-nira de-melech ha-mashiach ha-mekav imanu shi-yigal b'mehera b'yameinu kevin diya mizera shloimoy dor achar dor imken ha-malchus Yerushalom me'ez shepaska ha-malchus v'en tzorach mashiach. Apparently it would appear, says the Minchas Chinuch, that melech ha-mashiach, that we're waiting that he should reveal himself speedily in our day, since he was mizera shlomo dor achar dor, so the malchus Yerushalom for him from the time the malchus stopped, and he doesn't need a new mashiach. Even though the Malchus stopped in our great sins for numerous generations, it doesn't stop the Yerusha. Chazal say, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. So the Malchus is Chaya and the lives, and the Minui is Kayam. The Minui is there, just there no Mekablim, just like the moon that shines even when it's small, and the Helem is only mitzad the Makabim, it's only because of where we're standing that we don't see the full moon, but the moon's there, it's just mitzad the Makabim, and we can't receive the full light of the moon even though the full moon is there. And there the Minchas Chinuch has another tzad. He writes that if somebody comes mikoach shitzarech mashicha, he writes earlier, if somebody is coming mikoach, somebody needs mashicha, so he also needs mashicha. So Rechavam needed mashicha. They were married by Rechavam, they were makabel the malchus. So even if Rechavam needed mashicha, they needed new mashicha. Rechavam, there was a machlokas on their malchus, so he needed new mashicha. So if so, Mashiach, who's coming mikoach, people who needed mashicha, is also going to need mashicha. And he says, don't worry about it, because when Mashiach comes, the Nevi'im are going to tell us, and everything's going to be totally cool. So those are the two tzedim of the Minchas Chinuch, whether Mashiach is going to need anointment. So the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Zayin, Kshemamidim HaMelech Moshchen Osu B'Shem Min HaMishcha, Me'ach Shemoshchen HaMelech HaRezit Zoycha Loi Lebonav Ad Oilam, שהמלכס ירושה, הניח בין קוטם משם לא המלוכה עד שיגדיר, כמו שעשי יויד אל יויש, והמלכס בו ולא לכל הסרורס וכל המינים שישראל, ירושה לבנוי לבן בנו עד אוילום. When you're מעמיד המלך, you anoint him with the שמן המשך, once you anoint him, after you anoint the מלך, he's זורכה for him, and it's for his children, and for all the generations, because מלכס is ירושה. If he left a young son, a minor son, you preserve the מלוכה for him, until he gets older, like יויד did to יואש. And not only Malchus, all Sraras, all positions of power and appointments in the Jewish people are Yerusha Lebno Leben Benoad Oilam. We have to understand the Rambam, Lechor, Seser Atzma, Miresha Le Seifa. He betchilas Dvar Betzmashma, Sheze, Shamelech Zoicha Loil, Banabad Oilam, is Me'achashem Moishchim HaMelech. It doesn't say Shehu Amar HaMelech. Me'achashem Moishchim. So it's totally in Meshicha. And then he writes that it's because Malchus is a Yerusha and all Minuyim Yuzocha Ad Oilam. So the reish of the Rambam tells us it's mitzad the Meshicha. And in the Sefer, the Rambam seems to say it's all minuim, it has nothing to do with the Meshicha. So why should it be forever if there's no Meshicha, another minuim? But the Rambam says there is, it is forever another minuim. But it would appear that there's a difference between the Zechiyah La'olam Shebemelech HaNimshach and the Zechiyah La'olam Shebeshar HaSraras. The Melech HaNimshach, the Rambam writes, HaRezin Zoich Eloi Lepanav Ad Oilam. In other words, his Zechiyah is L'chatchil Ad Oilam. Hashem came Shar Menuyim, other appointments, it's only Yerusha Lo L'Bno. In other words, if he has a son, then the son is going to yarish him. And if he has a son, then that son's going to yarish him. But by Meshicha, he's zoicha immediately for him and his children for all the generations. And the explanation is that the Melech HaNimshach, Harei Avsha HaVoras HaMalchus Lebanov Bnei Banav Ad Oilam Mikoch Zeh HaMalchus Yerusha, but by Yerusha Zu Yesh Tanitzchil Shaladei HaMeshich, it's muftach LeMelech HaNimshach, that the Minui isn't going to be Mizbata LeOilam. And with this you have two inyanim. Number one, he's always going to have Banim with Bnei Banim, he's never going to have, not stop having seed, and therefore there's going to be somebody to yarish in him. And number two, that the Minui isn't totally if there's Melucha Befoil or not. Even if there's no Melucha Befoil, it keeps going. So that's the Nitzchias, that's the Shemin HaMishcha, Me'ach HaShem Moishchim Melech, that's it. They got it for all the generations regardless. He's going to have children, and whether there's Melucha or not, they got it. And therefore, yes, it's Batal, but it doesn't matter. It's still going to be passed down. Because this, he was already Mezakeh for all the generations. That can't be Mizbatel. But other Minuyim, it's only if he has a son, and only if that Sraro is around, then it's passed on. But if he doesn't have a son, or if the Sraro stops, so when the Sraro starts again, when this position of authority starts again, he's going to need a new appointment. But with the son, with other Sraros, it's only if he has a son, and if that appointment is around. If it stops, then that's it. The Yerusha stops. By kingship, it never stops. And with this, we can farenfren the kashe of the chikrei leiv in the tshuvis in Or HaChaim and Siman Yud Ches, and what the Rambam writes, Hinech ben kotem mesham lo amelucha ad sheyagdil, kamo sheasu Yehoyada liyosh. And the Chikrei Leiv in Zoshan HaSefer HaChinuch who mitzvah Tavtzai Design writes Ketiv HaRambam, and he asks, V'ani tama lehem, minayin lehem lodun b'dobar chodosh kazeh, shemesharim ha-meluch le-ben kotan ad she-yagdil, v'arei dobar zeh lo ra'inu o Yisrael, v'loi b'shas bavli v'Yerushalmi, v'loi b'sifri. He says, I don't understand. Says the Chikrei Leiv on the Sefer HaChinuch who brings the Rambam. How can they say this chiddush that you preserve the melucha for the ben kotan ad she-yagdil? We don't see it in the Bavli. We don't see it in the Yerushalmi. It's pretty good that somebody can say that without a computer. We don't see it in the Sifri. According to Rabbog, Sharambam, the Achinuch, Lamdu came the Uvda, the Yoyo, Shinun, Lamelka Ben Sheva, Al Mishmeres, Yoyoda, Shayeb, Ozroi. Harinir, the Misham, and Melucha Lakotan. So they learn this taka from Yoash, Maiser Rab, that they preserve the Melucha for him. And that's Taka Mashman Rambam. It writes, Kemo she'asa Yehoyada liYoash. We know that Yoash was hidden by Yehoyada and his wife. And then they made a merit against Ataliah, who killed so many people. She was the queen of Judah, the only queen who ruled Mamlechas Yehuda b'tkufas haTanach. She was a bad one. She brought in Avodah Zarah. She had killed out all of the Zecharim Shebetzatzeah, she had ruined the Rusha Melucha in order that she should rule without anybody bothering her. And then we see the whole story of the Mered in Melachim Beis, Perek Yudalef, Pesukim Dalet, and Zayim. Uncle Ponim, so that's the Makor. The Makor is Yoash. And they waited with until he got older, and then he became the king. So that's the Makor. The Makor of the Rambam is the Tanakh. I don't understand what's the right from Yosh. It says in Sanhedrin there were nobody else from the seed of David. They were all killed. So if Yosh is the only one left, they have to guard and preserve it for him. Normally you don't have to. But he was an exception because she had killed everybody out. So that's the kash of the Chikrei Lev. There's no raya from Yosh. But based on what we said, we can say the big chiddush in the Ram L'choira, why does Ram say Misham L'am L'chan Shigla? It could have said Mam L'chim O'isai L'kishi Yagdil. The chilik is Mam L'chan O'isai means you have to be Mam L'chim Anu. Misham L'am L'chan means the M'luch is his. You're just preserving it for him. Why? Because since his father was anointed, it's Nitzchi. The Malchus is Nitzchi. So therefore, Mishamrim lo, it's just waiting for him. It's waiting for him. Once there's a Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, it's yours forever. So the Malchus belongs to Yoash. Now if we see when Yehuda was Mamad Yoash Lamelech, they didn't have to be Mamad Chamechadosh. Like it says in Melachim Beis Perakid Aleph, she yodet tzivu l'sari meos, v'shamres mishmeres beis shem ala melech. Ve'ikavtim ala melech saviv, ala melech saviv, v'kol zeh, they're all the psukim. And this is when Atalia was still ruling over the Aretz. And before Yosh did any pool of mahamlacha. Only afterwards they gave him the nezer, and they gave him the edus, and they were moshechim ipnei ha-machlokes. Ve'gam be'yoseh kodinim, even though he wasn't royal melucha before Yahal, nevertheless, he has the minu malucha. Because David HaMelech was Nimshach, and therefore it's Ladaris. And the only reason he needs Mashiach is Alts Machlokes, but otherwise he was Melech. That's why he's called Melech even before. That's why the Gemara says they were Mashiach Yoash Mibnei HaMachlokes, and not Kimashiach HaKamaisa. So he had Bailus and the Malchus, it was never lost. And therefore he didn't need any new Mashiach. Because once you have the Mashiach is the Duris. So just the Rambam learned, just like Yoyada was preserved the Melucha from Yoash, so to any Ben Katan. Because the Minu is in the Ben Katan without looking at whether he's Royal Mashiach B'Fayah. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether he can rule. He has the kingship, it's his. So you just guard it for him until he can actually take the job. And if there's machlokas, then he needs Mashiach. That's the machlokas, like the Gemara says. But that's all if he's Mamali Makom Aviv. If he's not Mamali Makom Avosav, he doesn't have a Din Yerusha. Then he loses it. But if he didn't lose it because he's not Royal Mamali Makom Avosav, then it's an automatic. So the Melech HaMashiach, according to what we're saying, has the Minui of David, the Mashiach of David. And we don't care about the fact that so much time has passed, it's still there. Because once there's Mashiach for David, there's Mashiach for all the Dairis. It says in Yalkut Shimoni and Zechariah, Remes Tavkufayin Aleph, Elishnei B'nei Yitzhar, Oimdim Al-Adon Kol Aretz, Amr Rav Yudah Ze'aron V'David, Wow. Aaron and David were anointed in this world, says the Midrash. And that's why they're called Bnei Yitzhar, the sons of oil. They were anointed in this world, and they don't need Mashiach, Mashiach Lasid Lava. The Mashiach is forever. So to Mashiach. Once there's Mashiach of David, that Mashiach lasts forever till Mashiach. And that's pshat that we call him Mashiach, because he's already Mashiach. He has the Mashiach of David. He has the Mashiach of David. And that's why he's called the Mashiach. In the Sefer Shiurei Shev Mishmar HaLevi, the Shiurim of the great Gaon, Rav Moshe Mordechai Shulzinger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In his Shiurim on Krisus, and of Hamad Beis, it says there in the Gemara, Ein Moshe Melech Ben Melech. He's the king, the son of a king. No Mashiach is necessary. So why do they anoint Shlomo? Because the machlokas of Adonijo. And why Yehoyosh, Melech Yehuda, we've been discussing, Ben HaMelech HaChazio, he was a Ben Melech, Mipnei Machlok Seishel Atalia, his mother Atalia, who killed all the Zera Malchus Yehuda. It says in the Gemara, Vaitu, the Yoshio HaMelech was going as the Shemin HaMishcha. So in the Targum Eicha, and the Pasuk, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, it says the Kahai Lishna, Malka Yoshio Dovachovi Vlona Kinishmas Ruach Chayin Tibeapono, V'habe misrabi b'mashiach rabusa da'ashem. The king, Yoshio, who is beloved to us, like the soul of our life's breath in our nose, was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha b'Hashem. So the Choyro, you see, it's called about Yoshio HaMelech. Yoshio Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha. So asks the great Gaon, Rav Shimon Moshe Diskin, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, the Ram in Yeshiva's called Torah, why did Yoshio need Mashiach b'Shem and HaMishcha? Melech ben Melech doesn't require Mashiach. So he answered, B'dvar Charifus, based on the Gemara in Megillah, and Yudalad Amid Beis, Erechand Af Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, Shirmiyo Hechzir as Aseres HaShvatim, V'Yoshio Molech Aleim, the Nimsa Shemalchus Yoshio Midin Melech Ben Melech. Hoysarak al Shnei Shvatim. Remember, Yirmiyo brought back the 10 tribes and Yoshio ruled over them. So originally, his Malchus of Melech Ben Melech was only over Shevet Yehud and Shevet Binyamin. And then, in the middle of his Malchus, he became king over the other 10 tribes. So he needed a new Mashiach for the Melucha that he didn't inherit from his father, the other 10 tribes. So Rav Shulzinger asked Rav Diskin, let's say they would ask that kasha on the Targum of Eicha to the Gros. What would the Gros say? What would the Vilna Gaon say about this, that it says Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, that Yoshio was Nimshach even though he's a Melech ben Melech. Barul Kashemesh. I don't know who's saying this Baruch Hashemesh. Is this Rav Schulzinger or is this Rav Diskin? But the Gemara would answer, if you look in the Targum Yonason on Yeshaya Chav Zayin, and the Pasuk V'chavol, all Mipnei Shemen. The Targum says, V'yitabu namimaya, the nations will be destroyed, min kadam Mashiach, from before the Messiah, from before Mashiach. The Radak explains Perish, Chizkiyahu shenimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha. He's talking about Chizkiyahu. Was anointed with the anointing oil. Alf Mishlo Nimshach Kiyen Moshe Mel of Melchim. There was a Nimshach. Roi Hoyoli Himoshach Ela Shaloit Sarich. He was fitting. There was just no need. Because the Mashiach of his Avos is good for him also. So that's how we can explain the Targum of Eicha. Not that Yoshua was Mamish Nimshach. But he's called Mashiach because he's already anointed. He's already considered anointed because that's his essence. Because he inherited the anointment from his father, like we saw earlier in the Rambam, that it's who the ban of the Kol HaDoros. So that's the Shaila. Was he anointed and knew when the Taraseres or Shvatim came back or not? So Menchas Chinuch says that on one hand we can say that no, no Mashiach is necessary for Melech HaMashiach because it lasts for all the generations. Or we can say that it will be because the Jews rebelled against Rechavam. So once there was this rebellion, and they needed Mashiach, he's Bami Koyach Shetzarech Mashiach. So he also needs Mashiach, like the Minchas Chinuch spoke about earlier. That if you come because of someone needed Mashiach, you also need Mashiach. So it's not that Mashiach, who's coming from people who needed Mashiach, is also going to need Mashiach. Now, on the tzad of the Menchas Chinuch, that Melech HaMashiach is not going to need Mashiach, so why did the Rambam bring the din of anointing kings? May de hava hava. Who cares what was in the past? Meaning, who cares? We care, but it's not lahalacha, so why does the Rambam bring it? Maybe he only brings it because of Melech HaMashiach. Does that mean Melech HaMashiach automatically needs Mashiach? Maybe no. Maybe if there are... If there's a machlokes, in the Sefer Beis Radbaz and the Pasuk Shulchan, he brings an akdama that in Zohar Kadosh Parashat Shmos says in the Pasuk Lama Rok Shugoyim, Al Hashem Baal Mashiach, there's going to be a machlokes on Mashiach. That the Jews are going to join with Goyim, so the Pritzei Amcha Yisrael, the Rishayim of the Jews are going to join with Gog and Magog to make Mocham against Mashiach. I was thinking we had Mashiach Sheker all throughout the generations. Maybe they're considered that they were cholek on the true Mashiach. And also in the Hakdam of the Rambam to Perish Mishnah, he says Melech HaMashiach is going to die, and then his son's going to rule, and then his son's son. So maybe there's going to be a machlokas on them. And that's why the Rambam says Mashiach needs anointment. Not for the first Mashiach, maybe weiter for the Mashiachim. That's a very fascinating topic. There's a lot more to say about it. But Baruch Hashem, we started the discussion, and we're going to ask that the Rabbanu Shel Olam give us life so that we can continue the discussion, very exciting discussion. So please stay tuned. If you're so happy to continue, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.